A scary feeling that I got. Can feel my heart beating in my throat. But I know that this life isn't all we got. We're just passing by, we're all moving on, and I'll see you.
On the 17th of July at exactly 5 in the morning, I received a phone call from my elder brother saying, God granted the woman he gave to me as my mom passed into a different realm. Ready get to the tired body to the soul and clouds, bow to her feet to lift her soul up into his holy domain. He decorated her back with wings to fly amongst angels and the most holy of men. Her tears here on earth had been fully paid. And to be honest with you, I really didn't know how to react to this news. I felt my strength leave as I wrestled with reality, harnessing every ounce of energy left to hold back a pool of tears anxiously, waiting to run down my cheeks. I felt weak from beneath, and spine colder than the morgue that conserved her lifeless corpse. But of course, too strong enough to formulate accusations against God, see, because when death comes unannounced, we're mostly compelled to investigate. And there was the FBI willing to pin God to a wall and ask him why he permitted death to rob me of my most prized position, took away the main reason I stand on stage reciting this poem characterized with passion. And just before this thought was translated into action, just before faith slipped off my clumsy hands, God rushed in, numbing my pain with the touch of his hands that brought comfort to my timid heart like the kiss of a mother. The firmness in his voice when he spoke words like those of a prophet, reminding me of how his foolishness is wiser than human wisdom. And so my knowledge matched up against his will still amount to nothing than, I guess, ignorance is bliss. I held my peace, took a deep breath and said amen. I said amen to a prayer my heart said but lips couldn't utter. I said amen to his will my soul understood but mind couldn't master. I said amen because I promised my beloved mother to forever put my trust in him just like she did. Yes, I said amen because I know she spent her last breath blessing me. So dear queen, I love you. And here's a rose for you.
Hold on to all.